As I pass the call to the scripture reader, amen.
I'll be reading from 15 John, John 15:5 through 7. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. A blessing to those that hear the word and do the word of God. And as I pass the call.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Adrian, for that scripture and for standing in the gap for my sister Diane this evening. You guys know that they had a tragedy in their family, so please continue to lift up Diane's family, her son Eric and Amber, as they are just in grief mode right now and the loss of their baby girl. Oof, okay, she was born yesterday morning, 9 pounds, 12 ounces, but we know the outcome wasn't what we were praying for. So if you would, in your prayers, just remember to lift them up. And also for Sister Bernice's family and just all those that, it's been so many babies that are not coming. They're not, I won't say they're not coming into the world. So, and when I say it, it's because they're going full term. And for me, you guys know, it just gives me the feelings that I went through. So, with that being said, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight on Friday Night Live. And it's always a good place to be to unwind from the week. And it's an awesome time for us to come together and wrap up the work week and just laugh and love and encourage one another. And some of us are facing some things that are just mind-blowing. But I think that if we would stop for a minute and just let the cares of the day just roll off, take a deep breath if you can. If you're driving, please use wisdom. But kind of just start to unwind and know that God is still in control no matter what it is. I want to thank my sister Bubbly for always, always just being who she is and stepping in there and greeting and hosting and being comical and so loving. And then when Brother Adrian just amazed me with that scripture, so I thank you. And again, just a gentle, friendly reminder that this is Mute Ministry time, so take a little second or two and double check, triple check, quadruple check, that ain't even a word, but I made it one, to just make sure it's clear. So sometimes it throws off the flow when we have to say, please mute your call, or you got to hear Brother Jeff ordering coffee. Okay, that was a little, that's fun, Brother Jeff. Don't think I'm being mean, because it was fun. You didn't order me none, and you wasn't at Pete's. Okay, let me get back on task. And also, before I forget, I want us to lift up a friend of Brother Adrian's mom, Annalosa McNeely, I believe it is. If I'm saying it wrong, please forgive me, but she's either having heart surgery or will be having heart surgery, so we want to continue to lift up that woman, the lady, to an Annalosa McNeely for heart surgery. And we'll do other prayer requests and just concerns as we go into the Friday Night Live discussion. So let me go ahead and share what I have. The Lord has really been speaking to me a little bit differently, or maybe it's not that it's been different, but I just have had a different type of ear to hear him. And it's exciting. Sometimes it's a little frightening, and I'm being honest, because I'm like, ooh, Lord, did you really just say that? And it's like, yeah, you did, because it's clear. So I'll read what I have, and then if anybody is moved by it and want to share or add to it, we can do that, okay? First, let me just pray. So, Father, I just want to thank you today. I thank you for another opportunity to just come together with other Christ-like, Christ-minded believers that just simply love you, God, and that we'll come together and share and just encourage one another, because we're in a time that is so hard to do this thing alone. So we just love you, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor as I just walk and start this share that I have. Amen. I do not personally feel that I am weak in my faith. If I pray, Lord, I want this thing. If it is your will, if it fits in with your plan, if it is your best for me, and if it's your timing, Proverbs 3:7 says, "Be not wise in your own eyes." I have taken this verse to heart and believe it has saved me a great deal of agony. We must resist the temptation to play Holy Ghost Junior. Instead, we must be led by God and let God be God. I believe that in those instances when what we are asking for is not clearly spelled out in the Word and we are not positive that we have heard from God about the issue, it is wise and an act of true submission to pray, "If it be thy will." There are some things in the Word of God that are so clear that we never have to pray, "If it be thy will." Salvation is a good example. In 1 Timothy 2:3-4, the Bible states that it is God's desire that all should be saved and come to a knowledge of him. I would never pray, "Dear Father in heaven, I ask in Jesus' name that you save. If it be thy will." I already know it is his will to save that person. You do not have because you do not ask, or you do not ask, or you do ask God for them and yet fail to receive because you ask with the wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Your intention is when you get what you desire to spend it in sensual pleasures. That's James 4:2-3. James 4:2 says, "We have not because we do not ask." Verse 3 says that sometimes we ask and yet fail to receive because we ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. I realize that sometimes it is hard to believe that of ourselves, but nonetheless, it is true. It is especially true of the believer who has not allowed the purification process of God to take place in his life. In that state, a person has God in him, but he also has an abundance of self in him. When we lose our selfish pride and fall down on our knees and know that it's God that is all we need, then we will be totally open to him. I hope that makes sense, because I feel like I'm rambling, but it'll make sense as I continue, because it had to really sink into me as well. The Bible tells us that we are not just to pray, but rather to pray believing. If we are specifically told to believe when we pray, then it must be impossible to pray and not believe. Not all prayers bring results. Only believing prayer moves God and receives from him. You must believe. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. James 1:6-7. You can't have strength without a muscle. You can't drive without a car. You can have a muscle and not lift a weight, and you can have a car and not drive it. Having them gives you the choice of using them. If you did not have them, you would have no choice. Without having faith in the heart, we are not able to choose to believe. Believing is only an option once you have faith in the heart, and faith only comes by hearing from God. Faith is of the heart, and faith comes from God. The Bible says that faith comes from God. That's Romans 10:17. It comes when the word on a certain subject comes alive in our heart. Now, if it comes, then there must be a time before it comes. One moment one does not have faith, and the next moment they do not have. You have faith or you don't. It's that simple. When one has received faith, James 2:22 says that they must act on that faith by believing. If not, it will become nonproductive. Believing requires faith, and faith requires the action of believing. Faith is the noun form, and believe is the verb form of the same Greek word. Pastor Lavelle probably understands this. He'll probably correct me, but that's okay. I can send a little correction. This makes believing the action side of faith. But you cannot act in faith until you have faith. Faith is the ability to believe, but that ability must be acted upon for it to work. Believing is the action of faith. Just having faith is not enough. James tells us that faith without corresponding actions is lifeless and dead. You see that faith was working with his works, and as a result of the works, faith was perfected. Faith is the reality of God's promises. Believing, then, is the process by which we receive his reality into our lives. Believing is our receiving the substance and reality of our hopes and then providing the corresponding actions consistent with those hopes. Believing is accepting and choosing to act solely based on his reality instead of responding to the factual but false reality around us. It is not denying this world's reality, but rather choosing to count faith's reality as more real. One is subject to change, the other is eternal. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We are not to pray for faith, but rather we are to ask, seek, and knock on behalf of the specific answer we desire. In other words, we are to focus on the things hoped for, and when the answer comes, then faith comes. Faith is the reality of things hoped for. There is no such thing in the Bible as a prayer of hope. Hope is a step before faith. Hope considers the answer a possibility. Faith knows that the answer is a reality. Hope expects it someday. Faith has it now. Hope is in the future. Faith is in the now. Faith possesses the reality of the answer in the spirit and knows that it will come to pass. Hope is a belief in the general promises of God. Faith is a belief in the specific will and promises of God. Hope gives us an expectation of God's will and motivates us to seek Him in the process of faith. Prayer is a spoken release of faith and not hope. Prayer is based on faith and not hope. We are told to believe when we pray, not hope. Jesus replied to them, "Have faith in God. I assure you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all the things you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you will have them." Mark 11:22-23-24. We are told that the prayer of faith will save and heal us. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. James 5:15. Faith takes two things: the written scriptures and the spoken personal word of God. These scriptures show us the general will of God and communicate the conditions that must be met to see his hand move. His spoken personal word reveals his will to us and lets us know when we have met those conditions. The goal is to hear God confirm his promise and let him place his witness into our heart. The promise then comes alive and becomes a reality to us. This reality is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen, Hebrews 11:1. The process takes time, and there are no shortcuts. God does not respond to part-time seekers. He is only found by those who seek him with their whole heart. The Bible says that you must be diligent so as to realize the full assurance of hope so that you will receive the promise. That's Hebrews 6:11. Growing faith is hard work, for the Bible goes on to say, "Don't be sluggish, but be imitators of those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises." That's Hebrews 6:12. Pray till you receive an answer from God, for when you do, you will have victory. You must persevere until you get to a place where you are fully assured that what God has promised, he is able also to perform. When you hear him, you have the answer. For Apostle Paul says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the spoken word of God." The word translated here is the Greek word rhema, and it speaks to a personal, face-to-face type of communication. He is not talking about a mere reading of the word. This is deeper. This is God making the word on the page come alive in your heart. The word on the page must become the word in your heart before you can have enough faith to receive from God. Then and only then can you speak faith victory out of your mouth. That is the only kind of speaking that makes a difference. This kind of speaking will move mountains. Seek him till you get it. Jesus told us that in prayer we should always pray and not faint. Don't give up. Seek him till you hear his voice. Let him deal with your heart, for as you do, he will speak your answer. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the spoken word of Christ again. Romans 10:17. So, okay, if faith comes by hearing, then what does it sound like? If we don't know what it sounds like, how will we know when we hear it? What is the sound of faith? What is the sound of God's blessing? It is simply the sound of someone speaking a word. It is the word of God being spoken to your heart. Note that it is a spoken word and not a read word. Remember, I said rhema, the rhema word, the Greek word, can be translated loosely as a spoken word or a proclaimed message. It is a personal word from one person to another. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would take his word and speak them to us, and that the Holy Spirit would show us things to come. Apostle Paul said that the Holy Spirit would show us the things that are freely given to us. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. That's John 16:13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12. The hearing of faith is the sound of the word of God, again, coming alive in our heart. Faith comes alive when the word read from the page becomes a word heard in your heart and the pages come to life. Speak the promises in the word of God out of your mouth. Confess them until you believe them, and believe them until you receive them. I'm laughing because all this stuff is, I have to be honest, I found a box of my paperwork from some classes that I took, so it's all just coming back to me. You believe them when they come alive to you. They come alive to you when you hear them in your heart. We can't recognize it or hear it with our heads. Our spirit, the hidden man of the heart, is where we hear it. Our spirit is where we hear everything that God speaks to us. Our spirit can hear his voice and recognize it. It knows the voice of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit speaks the words of Jesus. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61:2. In the hardest times when we are overwhelmed, God is still in control. There is a purpose in suffering. No, it don't feel good. Truth is, we need not feel ashamed when our prayers are full of anguish and our cries are high-pitched, erupting from our hurting, breaking hearts. Psalm 61 is a powerful example. David did not restrain himself in his anguish. He cried out to God and asked him to lead him to safety. Charles Spurgeon writes in The Treasury of David, "It is hard to pray when the very heart is drowning, yet gracious men plead best at such times." Trials and tribulations brings us to God and brings God to us. God is not offended by an honest cry for him to get down here. Lord, I need your help. Long ago, Jesus made the ultimate get down here move. He came to live on the inside of every hurt, every mess, every mistake, every pain, every accident, every incident, every abandonment, every lost child. Jesus, every valley we could imagine. In Gethsemane, he showed us what it means to cry out with an anguished heart. It's not a pitiful cry. It's an honest cry. We must remember that we don't have to restrain ourselves no matter how overwhelmed we are. He will meet us in the midst of it all. God isn't asking for our politeness. He's asking for our honest hearts. The Bible says Abraham believed God. In order for Abraham to believe God, God had to speak to Abraham. God spoke, Abraham heard, and Abraham believed what he heard. What Abraham heard by the spoken word of God, and his faith came as a result of him hearing that spoken word. Abraham placed his faith in what God said to him. It was a personal word to him and to him alone. The faith in our heart comes in the same way. It is based upon a word from God to us, a spoken word that makes the written word come alive in our heart. I got to keep repeating that. It comes alive because the seed of this word was planted and watered, and now it has become full grown. The heard word of faith is the harvest of the silent written word sown into our hearts and nurtured to harvest. God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who is actually speaking the word of faith to us. It comes from him directly to us. He makes real to our heart the scriptures we have fed on. He breathes life into the scriptures that we have put into our hearts. When we plant the seed of his word into our hearts and we protect it and cultivate it, it will produce a harvest of abundance. If we've heard nothing from God, then there can be nothing to believe. If God had not spoken and we had not heard, there would be no basis for faith. We may need, want, or hope for faith, but we could not possibly have it because we have not heard anything to create it. each and every single one of us will go through seasons of great struggle and disappointment and discouragement. But it's when we find a way to hope in God and continue to praise him through our hardships that we experience a sweet communion with our Creator who pours his unfailing love upon us. When we give our hearts to the Word of God and to seek in the face of God, we can count on him to be faithful to respond. He will speak, and we will hear. This is where faith comes from hearing. And that is where the victory comes from faith. Many times we try to believe before we have faith. We may even fool ourselves into thinking we have faith and that we are believing. We call this condition mental assent. It means that we are only mentally assenting, or agreeing to the promise of God and not fully believing it in the heart. Hear my cry, O Lord. Please help me know what to say and when to say it and how to say it. When I'm overwhelmed and hurt and heart is filled with anguish, thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Daddy, for hearing me when I cry out. You listen when I cry. Help. Help me, Father. I am calling out to you. Please, please hurry and come see about me. I am confident about your love for me. I'm not crying out in pity to you, but in true childlike faith, knowing that you are going to rescue me when I call, when I just whisper your name. Your word says in Hebrews 4:16, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious Father. It's at the throne that we receive your mercy and your grace to help us when we need it the most. And right now, I know I need you. I need you. I need you now. Thank you for being our Father that never sleeps. You are always watching over us, always listening for us to cry out to you, and you always remind us of your love for us. Oh, how I love you, magnificent God. I thank you for loving me with your extravagant love. I praise your name. I give you the glory, all the honor, and all the praise as we walk into this portion of Friday Night Live. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Tim.
Hey, Brother Tim.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay. Hi, this is Juliet.
Hey, Juliet.
Hey.
This is Maureen. Hi, Maureen and Tiffany.
It's Dondria. Hey.
Hey, Dondria.
Hi, Didi.
Hi.
Patrice.
Hey, pretty.
Awesome declaration again.
Thank you, sister.
Hey, Didi, great job. It's your brother Marcus.
Great job. Marcus, thank you for that when you threw the mic and went on your field trip on us this morning.
Appreciate
yeah. you, brother. That was good stuff. You said
bless
you survived
you.
The field trip, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Amen. Anybody else? Well, amen, my Victorville family. I do thank you for joining in. And, again, I cannot stress enough the need for the prayer for Diane's children. Just, oh, I'm not heavy. Like Tanya said, we're not heavy-hearted. We're just going to believe God through it all and know that there will be beauty for ashes, beauty for ashes. I have to believe that because I know exactly how this young mother is feeling. So, yeah. Okay, so let me not stay on that. Is anybody care to share how comfortable they are this evening if they want to talk about their honest prayers to God? Anybody? Or what did you get out of the share? Did I hit my mute button?
No, you're not muted.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. Nobody?
I guess that may have been the question maybe was.
Are you at choir rehearsal?
I'm actually at a church I was invited to.
Amen. You singing? So, Brother Adrian, you
going
to go sing at a church and not ask me to come accompany you? Man, you faulty. Go on mute. You ain't even try to come. Where you at? Are you in Richmond?
Actually, I'm in Oakland.
Oh, that's why, because, you know, I couldn't get there in time with traffic. Okay, you get a pass. Amen. I'll sing it the next
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
So what were you going to say?
You know, it's interesting because sometimes, like, I know that we hear God's voice, but sometimes we battle with what it's telling us.
Mm-hmm.
I know there have been some times when I've battled with what he said, like, is that you, Lord? You know.
Mm-hmm.
But he let me know that, you know, he tells us things, and a lot of times it doesn't go along with what our flesh feels or what we feel it should be.
Right.
And so we'll question him, but when it's something that we want or we desire,
mm-hmm.
then we go, oh, yeah, that was the Lord. And
okay.
Sometimes not be him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because it don't always feel good.
Right.
Especially like you just said, if it's something that ain't really what. And again, he's already told you and given you the green light to what to do, but that ain't, you know, again, you want to go to the left, but he's clearly saying no.
There was a time I know he told me to go to the water because I love going by the water and sitting and just meditating and talking to him. And this time he told me to go, and I was like, okay. And he said along the way I would meet somebody. So I'm thinking, you know, it's an older guy, you know, seriously gray hair, gray beard, you know. I already put in my mind what this person probably looked like. So on my way to there, I know it was him. I was playing The Winer's Time to Make a Change. And as I was walking, you know, I was like praising God and singing the song. And this guy walked up on me. Now, it wasn't cold. It was nice. But he had on like this thick coat with a hood and a mask across his face. All I could see was his eyes.
Oh.
And he walked up on me, right? And I looked at him like, what do you want? Now, I didn't turn my music down, right? And he said something. And I'm like, okay, this guy's kind of crazy. I'm just going like, okay, whatever you said, and going about your business. So he gave me this look like, I told you what I had to say. You want to hear me? So he turned and walked off. So I'm like, okay, he was crazy. I kept walking. And then I heard over my music. And I understand my music was blasting. And I heard this voice say, that was who you were supposed to listen to. And I'm like, say what? Is that you, Lord? He said, you assume what the person would look like. You assume who they would be. I didn't tell you who they would be. I just told you somehow I would give you something that you need to hear, a word from me. And you were supposed to receive it, but you missed your blessing. I was like, Lord, I repent, you know, because a lot of times I find that sometimes we do assume what the person is going to look like, and we don't know because God sends whoever he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to repent, and I said, Lord, if you send a donkey, I will listen.
That's what I was going to say. If he could use a donkey, best. Amen.
Yeah. So I'm like, man, send the donkey. I will listen to him. So I'm just saying, you know, it takes us to really just start really just accepting that we hear him and trusting him. So thank you for your share.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that sermonic background music as you were speaking. Thank you.
My apologies for that.
Ooh, amen, soprano. Anybody
Hold
else?
On. I'm trying to find the mute. Hold on 1 second. Give me a sec.
Yeah, Rudy, I want to say real quick, there
is
awesome
on,
share. This is Lavelle Jones.
Hey, Lavelle. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I get excited when I hear my brother. Go ahead.
That's Pastor.
Sometimes though God is silent, he is not still.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the now. What God works in the not yet.
Right.
But our faith is so not of such as it should be that we can't see him working in the not yet.
Mm.
But when our prayers get to God, watch this, not yet he moves the problem into the no longer.
Mm. I like that. Wait, say that again?
That's true.
No, you're
I
not. Okay, then text me back what you said. I like that right there, how you said that.
I will. I got to get awesome hearts here. A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted.
Yeah, you said, you know what? And you know I got that from your one of your classes, too. That's why I was like, this faith thing ain't no joke.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
Uh-oh.
Somebody getting a whooping?
All right. God bless y'all.
Thank you, brother. Love you. Be safe out there.
Love you, too.
Anybody else? Nobody
Hello.
Have anything?
It's Nisi.
Hey, so
I joined the call late.
On the call, girl.
Well, I was, you know, I was mid-air, and I couldn't get no reception in the air.
Oh.
30,000 miles up high.
I'm glad you landed safely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm thankful that I called today and not yesterday.
I know. You said, I called in for Friday Night Live, but it's Thursday.
Jesus. So I didn't get to hear your share, but I just wanted you to know that I was on the line, and
I
was listening
love you,
to
sis.
The comments. So I'm here. I love you, too.
Thank you, Sister Ann. Is there anyone else that want to talk about faith or hope or anything this evening?
Well, like, you know, today.
I would like to know, is there a way that you can hear what you said? Like, when you record it, where do you go?
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
You want to do the playback number? Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a number that you can call. And it's the same calling number. All right, y'all. Let me see. 605-562.
The last number is a 9 instead
3149.
Of
3149. Thank you, Bubbly.
Okay, you're welcome. I was
so
trying to find my way off mute.
Okay, so the full number is the same, the 605-562-3149. You just changed the 314, the 9, the 0 to the 9, and then the same access code, if that makes sense.
So
yes, ma'am.
It's the same number and the same access code?
No, the last number, instead of 3140, is 3149, but the same access code.
3149.
Yes, and then the access code is exactly the same.
3149.
Yes, ma'am. And that's usually the call is good, Bubbly. Help me with that. So if she calls for the previous, how does it go?
If you call, long as you call in before 6 a.m. tomorrow morning when the new recording starts, if you want to hear it tonight, I'm not absolutely certain how soon after the call and we stop the recording, how soon it gets uploaded. I would give it
it's
like maybe
immediately uploaded, Bubbly, but I can, when I get home and get settled, I can take the link off and post it in the room if you want me to.
Okay.
Diddy, I'm going to need you to start a Friday Night Live page so all your links can go there, okay?
Go ahead and do that for me, manager, since she's not doing my thing.
I had no idea that you can do all of that, but
thank
okay.
you. Look, since you already volunteered to do that, amen, sister. That's why
okay,
we're going to
get you a Friday Night Live page because you come with some words that need to be heard
on
a frequent. So, it's important, I think, that you put your, because you have a following as well, so.
Wait a minute, for my singing? Is that what you're trying to, now admit it?
That would be a negative.
Well,
negative.
See, that goes on the app, but, you know, you can talk to
Whatever.
You can talk to Erica.
Y'all not going to steal my joy, because I can sing.
Oh, not about,
is there anything?
Not about the singing, boo. It's about the words. That's what I was talking about.
Adrian, I don't need this soprano.
Yes.
Could you mute that?
Can
you not mute that?
Oh, of course I can.
You sound like the act.
No, you did not, Niecy.
Oh, see, I'm finna go back on mute before
Okay, Brother Adrian, what are you trying to say?
I was just going to say, you know, it's interesting when you really look at the word, how things are right before you, you really don't pay attention to it. Like, our church passed out a little bottle of mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most people, I can't say everybody, but most people have never seen
Adrian.
A mustard seed.
Wait a minute, Adrian, time out.
You need to come up out
Wait,
of there.
You need to come up out of Egypt with that music. Could you please?
Wait, I'm outside, like, 100 feet from
that?
It. 100 feet from
you
it.
You need to go
and
down
field,
the block away
it?
From that dead church.
Yes, we hear it.
I can't help it. The microphone picks up all the stuff.
Only in Victorville. I cannot deal with y'all. That was a soprano.
Adrian, can you tell the choir to use their inside voice?
Oh, wait. I I'm a visitor. You're trying to get me excited.
I'm not with you, Cindy.
Hey, Lady Cindy.
I'm going back.
And yeah, look. And then put that on mute.
Y'all trying to get me excommunicated, okay? Because I'm a visitor at the church. I'm outside and still not close to the church, okay?
Wow. I need some head sense like that. We'll talk later.
Okay. But we passed out these mustard seeds. And, you know, people say all you need is a grain of a mustard seed. If you think about how small a mustard seed is,
mm-hmm.
it's so small that it's like the size of a pinhead. But the fact that you don't even need the whole mustard seed, all you need is a grain. So you break it up in little pieces, and you get a grain of mustard seed. And it's so small. So all you have to do is have faith in that, because he gave everybody
Amen.
The same measure of faith. But all you have to do is have faith that he'll do this. Like one day I was talking to the Lord, walking, and I walked up to this tree, and I said, Lord, you said if I say to this tree, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and not doubt that it should be done. So, like, my question is, how is it going to be done? His response was, does it matter how it's going to be done? Know that it will be done because you said it in faith. He said, if I open up the ground and it falls through, it'll be moved. If I have a tornado or something, snatch it up and throw it, it's gone. If I have it cut down and put it in pieces, it's gone. But just know that it's going to be done. When we look at situations, we have to remember, he said, believe in faith that it shall be done, it will be done. So the thing is, we too much want to see how it's going to be done or think about how it's going to be done, and we spend time on stuff that we shouldn't be spending time on. We have to understand that when he says it's going to be done, it will be done.
Amen.
That's our innate nature, though, is to, you know, the enemy always wants to come in and plant a seed of doubt. And if the seed of doubt can trump the seed of faith and the seed of hope because of who we are as individuals, it's because we begin to waver. Okay, we've asked God to pay the bill, but now I'm stressing about where the money going to come from. Okay, I can call mama, I can call my brother, and I could probably go get a payday loan. But God didn't ask us to do all of that. But see, that's the spirit of doubt that comes in to trump the seed of faith. So we have to learn not only to have the faith that God has commanded us to have, but then to be like the tree that's planted by the river of water and not be moved when the enemy comes in and tries to plant the seed of doubt right on top of that, because that's just how he operates.
I believe, granted,
Amen,
true, but I believe that's why he also put the scripture in, Lord, help thou my unbelief, because there are going to be times when you are challenged like that. But we have to remember that for those times that we do go allow that seed to come in, we have to say, Lord, help my unbelief, because if there's something in me that's unbelieving, I need you to remove it. I need you to show me to be able to stand on it.
But
absolutely.
I still feel like,
and that's why. Go ahead,
sister.
I was going to say, that's why we also have to surround ourselves with people who believe in, you know, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and who are willing to stand with us in that seed of hope, mm-hmm. that seed of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I begin to wobble, if I can call out a couple of friends who are like, don't waver. You know, let's continue to pray. Let's continue to fast about it. Let's continue to stand on God's word. So that's why it's important for us to surround ourselves with believers,
right?
Who are willing to go the mile with us.
I think Dionne said it best the other day when she said she's surrounded by a bunch of sheaves. That wild word I don't like to say, but when you got that ridiculous faith to believe for that it, you know, the impossible. Not, and this is just me, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but I didn't roll with no punks in the world, so I can't have no, you know, some people will call, ooh, pray with me, not sounding like that, or I'm going to pray for you, no, you're not, and that's just me. Don't nobody else be that way, but if you're not believing what you're praying for yourself, why would I want you to pray for me? I'm just saying.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
What do you mean? Meaning you have to believe when you pray and you ask God to
yes.
do whatever it is you want him to do, you have to believe it. You can't doubt. You know what I mean? You have to trust that he's going to do it. And if you don't, go back to the things that you've already gone through. the fact that we wake up every day right there, for me, and this everybody's different, everybody's level of spirituality is different, but when you wake up to, because it's not a given that we're going to see tomorrow. It's not a given that anybody on this line is going to make it past this call. That's the reality. So the kind of faith that I'm talking about is a living faith, to trust God at his word, but to truly know what his word says, you really have to read it and know it and get it and apply it and again, not doubt it, if that makes any sense. You can't surround yourself, like Nisi just said, if you are going through some things, you don't need a whole bunch of people that's, oh, woe is me, and, you know, speaking doubt or unbelief, you know, trying to instead of lifting you up, instead of trying to tear you down, they have to lift you up. You need to be around other people that's going to encourage you to know that this thing is going to work out.
It's just like being a recovering crack addict.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change your surroundings
mm-hmm.
in order not to go back in.
Right.
Same with being a recovering alcoholic. I can't visit the same places. I can't hang out with the same friends. If they're still doing the same old thing, I can't hang with them. Because
mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, 5 of them are changing one of you versus the one of you changing the 5 of them.
Right.
So it's no different than being in the situation where your faith is wavering. If my faith is wavering and Dee Dee's faith is wavering, well, dang, what I call her for?
Right.
So I need to call somebody that is, you know, strong in their faith, strong in their belief, is going to war with me, you know, in this prayer, that's going to stand with me in the middle of whatever I'm going through or whatever I'm asking God to do, and trust that he's going to do it. Now, granted, it may not come in my time,
mm-hmm.
but he will fulfill that he said he would accomplish.
Right. He will finish what he started.
So what if you don't have those type of people in your life, you know?
That's why you keep calling in. And I'm not even being funny. Just keep calling. Just keep showing up on this line on every 6 a.m. every morning. Get into
any call that you can get in on and mm-hmm. open up your word and ask God to help you. God, show me the scriptures that will help me build my faith. God, place people in my path that can speak life and destiny and hope and faith into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to ask God to do that for you, and then as he begins to do it, you know, begin to thank him for it in advance. God, I believe that it's already done. God, I believe that you already sent in the people. God, I believe that everything that I need and I ask for and that I'm hoping for and believing for is already done.
Mm-hmm.
Because God says, I'm a God that shall not lie.
Right. Right.
And hey, Dee Dee, and I just reminded of what Ms. D always says about having your allies,
mm-hmm.
having those people that you know that at the end of the day, no matter what, and I know God has blessed and given me a community of y'all through this call.
Right.
And it's not, you know, just one. It's like, you know, plentiful. Mm-hmm. In abundance.
Right. That's why I tell her
abundance.
To keep calling. Keep calling. You may not have them.
Yeah.
Just keep calling in. And if you're not in our victory room, get in there, and then you can meet a few people, and we are good for inboxing one another. And, I mean, some of us just through this call have met and have become, like, real friends and family and we'll check on each other. I don't know where your location is.
May I ask who that was?
This is Myrene Copeland.
Myrene. She was on the call.
Myrene, well, why don't you friend me? I'm Denise Smith.
Yeah, I know you, Denise.
She said she know you.
If you haven't already friend me.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got an ally. You at least got one.
She got me,
and
too.
And if one could put 1,000 a flight, then two could put 10,000 a flight, honey.
Come
I'm
on,
just
girl.
Saying.
That scripture has
not
and then when we tagged Team Beatty, he said, well, two or three are gathered in my name.
Right. You know, you're not in this by yourself, and the devil needs to shut up. Tell him to shut up. He cannot send doubts to you, trying to get you to think you don't have nobody to talk to, because that's what he's doing. And I think Dion the other day said to change, you got to change your language here in Victorville. You really will.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You know, we have praise parties on Friday night. We have praise with you.
Yes, we
do.
Yeah,
that's where I have to start, you know, thinking more positive.
Oh, yeah. That's
you know, and not having that negative, like, sometimes when I react something, it's like more of a fantasy than reality. And I get caught up in that. You know, it's not reality. This is not reality. I need
deception.
To be in reality, basically.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we got you. So just know that you have a group of people surrounding you and lifting you up and that are, you know, here to encourage you.
Thank you.
Amen. We love you, sister.
Amen.
Hey, I wanted to say something.
Yes, who is that?
Sister Carolyn, hey,
what's
y'all.
Up, girl?
Hey,
what's up, girl?
Hey, girl, I came from the nail shop. I'm like, wait, I need to get on here. So I've been on here for a few minutes since, like, before 6:30, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Thank y'all for blessing us, blessing me with that faith thing. Yeah, I'm all about that. Of course, I struggle. But hearing that thing about faith and the not yet, I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh, bless
didn't
God.
He say that? He's going to drop the mic and get off the call.
Oh,
yeah,
yes,
like,
he did.
Oh,
but then when the problem is no longer, I'm like, oh,
right.
God, I receive that because he's going to get the glory no matter. Wow. Thank y'all for blessing me. And you know what? I go to the playback every day. Y'all always hear me, but I'm going back to unpack it. But you always
yeah, I'm going back tonight myself, Sister Carolyn, so you're not by
yeah,
yourself.
Me too.
Okay,
I'm going
man.
Back. Sometimes I have a Saturday morning. I don't get the night light. Saturday morning live, and then I hear
the
Saturday
morning live.
Call set. Going.
Oh, you guys are on
yes.
Saturdays too? Every 7 days a week, sweetie, we are on. Like, that's why I said this is a radical, life-changing call. Every
yeah.
We're on every
yeah.
morning at 6 a.m., and then mostly every day, right, in the evenings? I think we have a call every evening. We do.
It's, yeah,
yeah,
except for Saturday
yeah.
and Sunday.
Yeah, except for Saturday.
Yeah. Well, bless y'all. Y'all pray for me because I'm driving to L.A. My son, little Ricky, graduating from Cal State Northridge. Pray.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey. Look, Ricky, what's the problem? Go ahead, little Ricky.
Little Ricky. Yeah,
that's big deal.
Baby.
Big deal,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Big deal. You praise God. So we're driving down there tomorrow. We're going in, so praise God. Y'all pray
Amen.
For
oh, bless the Lord.
Faith coming
bless
when you
Lord.
Go, girl. Go on and get your cry. Let's see. How you going to cry? You want to practice?
No.
Yeah, she's going to be screaming and hollering.
You
going to
get that shout.
Going to
get that shout on. Get your part. You can get that right leg going.
Oh, yeah.
She's
going to
cry automatically. She's
That's
cry
a blessed thing.
Oh, God.
Tears
and he did not do it in 4 years, girl. He didn't do it in 5, but he got it done, girl. Almost
Amen.
Did it.
Amen.
So he out there the whole
it's
time. He said he ain't
God's time.
Coming back to Oakland. Yeah, God's time. It's
That's
good.
Right.
God's time,
Praise
honey.
God for him.
That's a blessing.
Mm,
I
okay.
celebrate.
Amen. Celebrating for Ricky, and we going down there together.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know I heard
Amen.
Behind it. That's why I was like, yeah, go ahead, girl.
Girl, yeah, I'm going down We're going down there together, yeah.
Together.
Driving.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Together,
girl.
Baby.
Yeah.
That's a song. Oh, okay. And Maureen, this is we silly on here, but we
do
love the Lord.
Trying it.
Yes.
What
yes.
you say, Nancy?
I enjoy that.
I don't know why you be trying it, man.
Because I be singing in my first apprentice. Maureen,
and,
you can join my group. I'll let you know. You can if you can sing a little bit, you could be in my choir. We're going to have a Victoryville choir.
You don't have to have not one iota a tune in you to join that group.
It's all love. I'm surprised. Brother Eric must have got the phone because he would have had something smart to say. So, amen. Glad he gone. Okay.
No.
Yeah,
it worked. I'm trying to tell you.
I can say what I want to say. Because I can mute them. No, I'm just playing. I don't even have a board. So is there anyone else that want to say about faith or anything else to lighten the load this evening? Niecy, thank you so much. Where are you anyway?
I'm back in town now. I had to fly to Burbank this morning, but I'm just getting back into Pittsburgh.
Okay, then. Good. I'm glad you made it back.
Yes.
Glad you made it on call. Amen.
Yes.
All right, now it's 7 o'clock. Y'all know it's Friday night. We ain't got the Terry. Is that a word?
It is.
A word.
I don't know what it means, but okay.
Lady Cindy. Where Lady Cindy at? Lady Cindy, did you hear me say that? I must use that.
Yo.
I said, we ain't got the Terry.
I'm still.
Right. Yeah, I was cracking up.
Tell the choir to put on, sing on the inside voice or was it outside voice?
Yes. No, inside voice.
Who said that, Macy?
No, that was Lady Cindy.
You know she
Cindy.
Got
right.
Inside voice.
All I said is when they get to them inside voice, then put them on me.
You know what?
That was a mess. Right, what was that?
But you know
that's
what?
That's probably why he got off the phone.
Oh, no, he's still on the phone. Trust
church of the church of the, what church? Brother Adrian, you can text me, tell me what church you at. So we.
Did he?
Say what?
Yeah.
See, I told y'all. Yep.
So what are you doing there? Are you speaking there? Or you just went, somebody invited you? Is it a Friday night revival?
They invited me, and then, no, they're practicing for this upcoming, I guess, concert they're going to do for the pastor. And
What are you directing?
No, I sing.
They asked you, did you want to sing with them?
They asked me if I wanted to.
You should have asked them, did they want to sing with you?
I'm going back up.
Use them, Lord, to your glory. You said make a joyful noise.
Joyful noise. Joyful noise.
I don't know what you're talking about. He can sing.
I said joyful. Y'all like, is that soprano I was just doing?
That would sound like Alpha.
That sound like no-no.
That sound like,
that sound like what?
Was that brother Eric that just chimed in? Yes, it was. I was Vaseline and super care lotion. He didn't hear you.
He heard me.
Repeat. What you say, Sister Nisa?
That was Vaseline intensive care lotion.
Oopsie.
With cocoa butter, girl. With cocoa butter.
A little aloe vera in there.
You guys are crazy. That's an anointment. Anointment.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
but,
yeah, that was
the anointment is in the song that they're singing right now.
What is that? Wait, let us hear. Let us hear. Let's get it.
That's old school.
I know. I was gonna ask.
Cindy, you know what that is?
Prepare to meet the Lord.
I know that.
You ain't in Richmond?
Right there.
Nancy, you sure you ain't in Richmond?
That sounds like
no,
they
this is Mount Olive Christian Deliverance Center.
I know it was, that's a Christian Center?
Yeah, Mount Olive Christian Center.
Christian Center.
It's
I thought that was where they at, either the CME or something.
They're on 40th and Mera, M-E-R-A, Mera.
And Richmond,
too. Oakland.
Oaktown.
Oh. That's one of them.
See, my church is in Richmond. My church is in Richmond.
We know what church you go to.
5221 Central Avenue.
I am a official choir member on the praise team there.
In the house. EFBC. Hey.
Okay, we got a bad connection.
Okay, anyway, so if no one else wants to talk about faith or hope, we can go ahead and get ready to shut down the Friday Night Live call for the evening.
I think we need to add another hour.
What'd you say, brother?
I think we need to add another hour.
Brother Adrian, you are at choir rehearsal. You at choir rehearsal trying to be on a call, so you're not even paying attention to the song. How are you going to know when it's your part to come in?
I'm kidding, because the songs are from 1976. Tell nobody, you don't need to learn them. We already know them.
Oh,
well, do you know how it goes?
I really can't argue against that. I really can't, because that came out in the class of 76, so I can't argue against that.
That's like the 1980 song, right?
Good Lord. Oh.
Yep.
You know what, Nick?
But that's about Worship the Lord is what? How old, really? No, for real.
Prepare to Meet the Lord is from like 1914, 41.
Oh, you know what?
No, for real. That's like an old Negro spiritual.
Dee, stupid.
What you trying to say?
And you know,
what was good then is still good today.
I just watched Underground last night. They were singing it on the air.
You said,
Ruth.
I
I'm going on mute.
Did you say you watching
Back to the Roots?
I was watching Underground, and I said they were singing it on there.
Going Back to the Roots.
You stupid. Love y'all. Bye.
Myreen, we want you to know this is how we act.
We love each other. It's all love.
Love you all.
This is how we wind down on Friday.
I heard that. Okay, so, Bubbly.
It's Friday Night Live. Yeah.
Yes, we need some bunch of volunteers to pray us out.
Tim?
Tim probably
yeah,
eating if he's going to call. Tim might be eating our
oh, he there.
Call. Yeah.
Tim? Brother Tim. Oh, Brother Tim.
Tim probably got a mouthful of food. Brother. Is he asleep?
But, no, I think he didn't cut us loose.
Yeah, he said. Timothy. Okay, so anybody else? Want to pray us out, Lady Cindy? Can you go to the hymn book and?
Oh, see, I can't.
Okay,
oh,
okay.
Jesus. I'm going. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if this is gonna take us that long, I'll pray us out.
Thank you, babe.
You know I got to do it. All minds clear, as Pastor Jones would say. Okay, gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord God, just thanking you for another day, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to see another work week in, Father God. Thank you for the blessings for those of us who go out to work, Heavenly Father. Thank you for blessing us with jobs that we love and that we just want to magnify and praise your name for it, oh God. Thank you for the word tonight, Lord God, about faith and hope and trusting in you and in your word, Lord God. We just thank you and we love you and we adore you, Lord God. We want to continue to lift up the families that are going through bereavement at this time. Touch Diane and her family, Bernice and her family, and any other people who I may have missed, Lord God. You know who they are, dear God. We thank you for life, strength, and a reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord God. Bless all those who are on the call tonight, Lord God. Continue to be with us as we go through the rest of our evenings, Lord God. Give those persons who may be traveling grace. Give Sister Carolyn and her family traveling grace as they go and celebrate little Ricky graduating. We just
Amen.
Give you praise, and we thank you, Lord God. We just lift
Amen.
Up your holy name, Lord God. We just love you, we adore you, and we give your name the praise. And
yes,
let us leave here, leave the call, Lord God, but never your presence, Lord God. And be with us as we go through our night. We praise you and give you thanks. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks.
In
and
Jesus
the people
name.
Of God
Amen.
Say,
Amen.
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 Praise
with
Lord.
You.
Everyone
Adrian, you
can
back in there with the choir?
Are you back in there with the choir?
Yeah, you know, I'm putting the bass on there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you putting your bass on?
I'm
going
to put the bass on it
then.
Videotape some of it and send it to
you
us.
You know, the bass got to be in there.
Yeah.
As we hang up, I wanted to say that on yesterday morning, when the question was, what are we doing Saturday mornings and stuff, all I could think about was, hey, 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 it's
Bad Albert.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, we can hear you over the pianist.
Wait a minute, yeah, we
are. You funny.
We gonna need you to moot that call, boo.
Love y'all. Have a
Jesus.
wonderful
night,
evening, guys. Maureen, we love you, sister. Love you guys too.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Good night,
night.
Everyone.
Bye, y'all. Good night.
Bye bye.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night.